The judge was there, the jury too, and people from afar. A fair young lad of tender youth was prisoner at the bar. The great courtroom was crowded with an eager, anxious throng, and many a heart was aching for the boy accused of wrong. A maiden fair with golden hair swept swiftly through the crowd. The people gazed in wonder, but spoke not one word aloud. Then turning to the judge's stand, one moment did she pause, and smiling through her tears, she said, "Judge, let me plead the cause." Oh, judge, your mind must wander back to those long years gone by, and see your sweet heart and yourself just like this lad and I. If you have children of your own, have mercy, I do pray. Remember, judge, you'll break my heart if you send him away. Then turning to the jury box to make her simple plea, "This prisoner here is innocent, I know you set him free. Remember, you were once a boy, just like this fair young lad. If you convict him of the charge, you'll drive him to the bad. Next Sunday is our wedding day, the dreams of one reply. When at the altar he will make me his dear loving wife. Unless you aim to blight our lives, don't say that we must part. And don't forget your loving wife was once your dear sweetheart." The judge rose softly from his seat. The court was still as death. The tears were trickling down his cheek. He spoke in faltering breath, "I have a little girl at home with just such baby eyes, and seeds of mercy scattered here will flourish in the skies." The jury did not leave the room, for they had quick agreed. The foreman briefly signed the note and gave the clerk to read. "Not guilty" were the only words the maiden heard them say. Her lover clasped her in his arms, love always had.